for details.
Starting your day the good day way. I'm Doug Steffen along with two astoundingly beautiful women. They're not just beautiful, they are astoundingly beautiful. And I can say that with confidence because I'm the only one who's on video right now. They aren't.
So you can say anything you want about us.
I can say anything I want to about Roberta Fasanelli or Jennifer Horn, and I can get away with it.
We're supermodels.
I like that idea.
Look at the pictures that are at the website. If you go to gooddayshow.com, you can see the video streaming, and I'm the only one who's there today. Yesterday, Richie was there. Richie's in the hospital.
What happened to Richie?
He did, I don't know what. He's not
we don't know
sure.
Yet.
And there's. He had tests yesterday after he didn't feel well. He fainted on Saturday, for those who didn't hear the story.
I've fallen.
And then.
And I can't get up.
Yeah, that was Rich yesterday. Right. Hold on just a second. We get the camera over here on this. Let me see if I can get this. Still a few flies flowing around. All right, so that's page one of... anyway.
The video's a few seconds delayed, but
oh,
I just saw you slap the hell out of that fly.
Well, I didn't, but the flies usually are slow this time of year, but not that slow.
They're slow this time of year.
Well, yeah, the flies get slower this time of year. Anyway, where was that? Oh, talking about how beautiful Roberta and Jennifer are.
Yes, let's go back to that.
Yeah, that's it. But see, when we get, right now, like we started streaming on Good Day Show last week, and Clay, correct me if I'm wrong, we had thousands of people over the course of the week who came in to view what the program looks like, at least from my point of view. And Richie has a box that's in there, too. When you're video streaming, we can do Washington, we can do me. And Jennifer and Roberta are both available. Can you imagine how the numbers will go through the roof?
The roof.
When they're going to go through that roof.
I've been trying to get Jen on it.
I know.
And Roberta.
Roberta.
You were on it for a minute, Roberta. What happened?
Yeah, I was on it for one day.
Astoundingly beautiful.
She doesn't want to get you guys spoiled or anything.
No. Time for the good news. Everybody ready for some good news?
Yes, please.
Good news time. There's the clue. There's the cue.
Good news.
That's good, Michael.
Week.
Michael is running things at the control board for Richie. One of the most expensive midterm elections in history now being analyzed. And the winners out of all of this, interestingly enough, are a lot of small businesses. Owners of small businesses around the country say that their companies saw a big boom in their business when candidates utilized their services. And it was very interesting. If you look at the pattern here, candidates were very careful to choose smaller consulting firms, media firms, for example, rather than the big advertising corporations. I'm just using that as an example. But the car rental companies did well around the country. Country clubs where candidates spent a lot of time, apparently. I don't know what. I mean, people that were ancillary, the operatives, you have no idea. You think your vote, that's it. End of story. One person, you have a one-on-one relationship with a person that you're voting for. That may be true, but in order to get you there, the candidates spent, as you know, $3.2 trillion. And you know that has to have some sort of a throw-off. Catering companies, the buying and use of liquor, country clubs, coffee, donuts, pizza. Just amazing. Meg Whitman hired Smart Media Group, and they charged her $109 million.
What?
Paid
to do her campaign work.
What?
Smart Media Group in Alexandria, Virginia, was paid $109 million
by who?
To craft
Meg Whitman.
The Meg Whitman gubernatorial
Good
campaign
Lord.
In California.
She didn't even
you didn't
win.
Know that?
Good Lord.
The Republican Party of Hawaii spent $1,000 on personalized M&Ms for every event that they held. Every time there was a Republican Party event in Hawaii, they spent $1,000 getting personalized M&Ms. That is, all the people invited to the parties.
Good Lord.
Instead of M&Ms on the candy, they had their initials.
Good Lord.
People are crazy. Crazy. Crazy.
Good
crazy.
Lord.
It is beyond, it's just beyond crazy, actually. Beyond crazy. All right, here's a story. These stories, altogether too frequently we hear these stories, but this one has a good ending. You know the Amber Alert system? How many people are familiar with the Amber Alert system?
Absolutely. Okay. Yep.
When a child is abducted, the Amber Alert, you hear it on radio now.
And
sadly,
it goes on the lighted up, you know, banners along the road.
Yep.
I don't know, what are those called?
They're lighted up banners
along
the road.
Yeah,
that's what they are. So here's the story of Victor Perez, who was involved in one of these incidents in Fresno, California. And again, I say this as an example of these. There's at least one of these every week around the country someplace. Sad but true. So Victor Perez said in an interview that he gave last week that he thought a higher power was involved when he began to chase after a vehicle suspected of carrying an 8-year-old girl who had been abducted. The guy is a construction worker, and because business is slow, he's become a grape cutter. And apparently the fall, this time of year, is when all the grapes are cut. You'd know about that, Jennifer. I don't know anything about that. Is that is this time of year when
it sure is.
Grapes
well, September,
are being cut?
October, it's kind of late now.
All right. Well, this is an October story.
Mm-hmm.
Light rain falling. He tuned into the television and saw the abduction, paid attention to the description of the pickup truck that was used by the suspect to get the 8-year-old girl. He was outside his home talking with his cousin about the abduction when they saw a vehicle matching the description of the vehicle on the news drive by his house. This guy's the father of two boys, by the way. He looked at the truck. He said to his cousin, I'm going to chase that truck. He got into his own pickup truck. 1988 white Ford pickup truck follows the other vehicle. Tried to cut the vehicle off several times to sort of take the law into his own hands, I guess. Vigilante, not a vigilante, but what do they call those?
Citizen's arrest.
Arrest, right.
Mm-hmm.
He did get the other driver to stop. Driver told him he didn't have time to have a discussion with him because his battery was dying in his truck. Saw the girl popping her head up and down in the front seat, and he knew something was wrong. He kept telling the guy to pull over, pull over. They were arguing, yelling at each other. This is on the highway now. The truck
has
taken off. They're both moving.
Wow.
Yeah. Perez says he was beyond scared. And so what happened at the stoplight when they both stopped at the stoplight? The guy who had abducted the 8-year-old opened the door and pushed her out in the street.
Wow.
And took off.
Oh, my gosh.
So Perez picks up the girl, brings her to the police station. Ends well for the girl. And they got enough of a description on the truck to get the guy who had abducted her. So, Providence steps in that case.
Yeah.
But
you know, in those cases, a lot of times the kids are killed.
Oh,
yep.
It's awful.
Lucky
That's why
kid.
I say the good news here is that this guy, there were two or three aspects to this that are great. Wow. One of them is he was paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
He had the time, and he had the ability to go out. Now, apparently, he did call the police while he was in his truck on the cell phone saying he had seen the vehicle and notified them. And apparently, just about as he got to this place where the driver realized that he was in trouble, he pushed the girl out. The police were right there. I think that's how they got to this. They got to the abductor. But why? I mean, who knows? There are all kinds of strange, weird reasons for capturing somebody like this. And I guess that's not really the point of the story in light of the fact that it ended well. And I consider him to be a good Samaritan. The mm-hmm. girl is free.
And she's alive.
But there are all kinds. And California seems to be a hotbed of this stuff, Jennifer.
Yep.
These sorts of things happen all the time, all over the state. You probably, if you're living in California, we have more stations and more listeners now in California than any other state. And I'm sure some of you have heard this story and other stories that are like it. Happen all too frequently. But at least in this circumstance, it ended well. 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
We are all surrounded by environmental toxins. Pollution, smog, smoking, damaging UV rays from the sun, toxic chemicals in our homes. I mean, let's face it, toxins are everywhere. No one wants to damage their health, and premature aging gets everyone's attention. Toxins affect the appearance of your skin, and they age your skin, period. One of the things I recommend to all my clients is the wonderful acai berry. Acai berries are a fantastic natural source of omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids and protein. An acai berry also contains polyphenols, which are antioxidants that help fight free radical damage that can contribute to aging. Genesis Today has created a great-tasting juice that contains this powerful superfruit that will ensure you get all of the great health benefits in one product. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice from Genesis Today, and you'll be getting the omegas and antioxidants and other nutrients that you need for healthy, youthful hair and skin.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly, through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
It's 20 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Shelley Palmer along in a few minutes with whether or not the story that I have mentioned several times here over the last couple of days, can laptops cause infertility if you keep your laptop in your lap, Clay Cohut? Will it ruin your chances to have babies later on in life? We'll find out that story. One of the most compelling parts of the George Bush book that I've heard so far is the story of the mother's miscarriage, which nobody had ever heard before. I thought that was pretty compelling story, part of the book. He's everywhere, as you know. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Greg Stephan and the Good Day McDreamy Show. Yes, folks, I am radio's answer to Dr. McDreamy. And most everybody who listens to the program and sees a picture of me understands how that coefficient is reached.
And you know what? Your ego is not big at all, by the way.
No, not at all.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
It's a great day, Doug Stephan's Good Day.
The good thing about Richie not being here today is that we can play this stuff and not have to have any jazz from him.
You love it.
That's our.
We should have the Doug Stephan Music Hour.
Every hour we have the opportunity for 40, 45 seconds to play a snippet of a song that means something for some reason or another. Last hour, Michael Jackson, the reference to the interview that his family did. This song was number one during this week in 1970. It's an English guy named Christie. I forget his last name, but he only went by Christie. So I was the only thing. He only had one hit, and this was it. One hit wonder called Yellow River. How many people remember this song? Raise your hand, please. Roberta, you remember this song?
No, actually, I
you
don't.
You don't?
Nobody
What's the matter with you?
Song.
Nobody remembers this song? Good. Crank it up, Michael.
And what year is this?
1970, number one this week.
Was it really?
Yes.
On what chart?
Billboard chart. Oh, it's a good song.
It's really bad.
What do you mean, really bad?
Terrible.
How many people remember this song? 800-510-8255.
You really want to
remember this
song? Truly awful.
What is wrong with this song? It's a great song. It's got a good beat to it.
It's amazing you don't hug more trees during the day.
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
Why do you...
It's truly awful.
Because you're kind of into the folk sound.
I've always liked folk sound.
I'm going to get you a fringe vest.
But this isn't a folk song. It's a Charlotte. This is a folk song.
It sounds folky to me.
Is it? All right. This is a pop song. So, English pop. Okay, so if you remember, you can share your memories of it. If you don't, you can tell me I'm crazy. It's fine. 25 after the hour, 800-510-8255. We are going to have our 2020 trivia quiz. This is a quote. You're going to be asked to tell me who said the following. You ready?
Ready.
When I was younger, I could remember anything, whether it happened or not. Was that Conrad Murray? Michael Fortier? Mark Twain or George Bush? Who said that? 800-510-8255. You may select your prize from two CDs that we are
promoting this week the new Ray Charles Undiscovered Masters CD or Smokey Robinson's Now and Then.
What if we
CD?
Can't remember?
You're in trouble. All right. Which of the following four people said, or who, actually, when I was younger, I could remember anything, whether it happened or not? Do we attribute that to Conrad Murray, Mark Twain, Michael Fortier, or George Bush? What do you think is the correct answer? 800-510-8255. Jennifer's going to check on some television news in just a matter of moments. I was debating whether to ask that question or whether to ask a television question. I thought that was cool because of the attention being given to the former president. And as I said a few minutes ago, I thought that his story about the miscarriage is most of the by the way, he tells the story. The mother, after the miscarriage, showed him the fetus in a jar.
Oh, gosh.
You didn't know that?
Oh, good Lord.
No. Yeah. Who miscarried?
Mrs. Bush, his mother.
His mother showed it to him?
Yeah.
Okay. That's very
And how old was the fetus?
I didn't get that out of the interview. I just thought that was pretty stunning.
I think it was 6 years, Doug.
So after the baby was lost?
No, just 6 years
he was
old.
Kidding.
Oh, no.
6 years old. I was going to go with the
Clay,
15
you don't joke,
but...
about something like that.
I'm sorry. I know. I realize.
Good God. All right.
I'm glad you got in trouble for it because I censored myself. I was going to say 15.
28 after the hour. Good God.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, can laptops cause infertility? According to a new study published in the Fertility and Sterility Medical Journal, when men place their laptops directly on their laps, the quality of their sperm decreases. The heat from the laptop raises temperature in a certain body part, which can lead to infertility. To avoid the risk, men should always place their laptops on a desk. Okay, then. Important safety tip. In other news, Queen Elizabeth II has finally joined Facebook. Like the Queen herself, her fan page is quite formal, with no personal information, just information about upcoming engagements and ceremonies the Queen will be attending. I wonder who's tending the royal Facebook page. And finally, Microsoft's new Windows Mobile 7 is being released in the United States. Two would-be iPhone killers are available, a Samsung at AT&T and an HTC at T-Mobile. Are they really iPhone killers? Microsoft's CEO says yes. You be the judge. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it. For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly, through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
After the hour now, Tuesday, November 9th, 2010, on the radio, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Clay Kohut, Michael Fortier is at the controls, Rich McFadden having more tests. He went to the hospital yesterday, had tests, and nothing conclusive was derived from those tests. And so, as what would make sense for anybody in this circumstance, if you don't get the answer and you know something's wrong, you better go continue to dig around and find out what the problem is, and that's an intelligent decision on his part. Makes no sense. These people who say, it'll be fine. You know, hello, if you're by yourself and you pop off, so what? McFadden's got responsibilities. He's got two children and a wife.
Look at you. You pop off, so what?
If you make a decision that's stupid and it doesn't affect anybody but you, that's fine. So many people, the macho men, I'm a big tough guy, I can take it all. Yeah, that's just plain stupid.
Does he have his cell phone with him?
Does he have his cell phone with him? Yeah.
Okay, I'm sending him a message.
Yeah, no, he has a cell phone with him. He's
missing
on his...
you on air and sending prayers your way.
Yeah, good idea.
I've
Excellent.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
There's our boy Rich. 800-510-8255. Coming up, a focus on television. Roberta has her dumpster dive.
I sure do.
Yes, she does. And we now have the answer to the question, though, before we get to Roberta. The question came on a quote. The quote is as follows. When I was younger, I could remember anything, whether it happened or not. Who said that? George Bush? Conrad Murray? Mark Twain or Michael Fortier? Let's see if we've got... Here's Bruce down at St. Augustine, Florida. Bruce, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Doing fine. How are you this morning?
Well, thanks for asking. So who do you think was responsible for having said that?
Mr. Fortier.
Mr. Fortier.
might have said, guess.
He says he might
he
have said
he
that
did.
On
yeah.
a bad day.
But he couldn't remember.
Yeah, he didn't remember. So that's not the right answer, buddy. Good guess. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Peggy's in Maryland. Hi, Peggy. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. So who do you think is responsible of those four people for saying, when I was younger, I could remember anything, whether it happened or not?
I'm going to go with former President George Bush.
You know, that's it's a great guess, and I'm smiling because I thought somebody would come up with that. Given all the publicity, no, he's not the person who said that. He might have said something similar to it, though, before he was 40, apparently, according to his admission of being a drunk before he was 40. Tells a great story in the book about being at a dinner with his family and asking his mother when he was 40, he was drunk, what sex was like with his father.
Don't ask, George. Don't ask.
What do you mean? No, that is the story, Mike.
The story we heard this morning was he asked a friend of theirs what sex is like over 50.
No, not hubby. No, well, no.
That's not so bad.
He asked a friend of the bushes.
A friend of the bushes is different than asking Barb how sex is with the old man. Come on.
No, I think that sounds... My story's better, Michael. Keep going.
I like your story better.
Yeah, of course.
Because it has a puke factor.
God, Doug. Yes, somebody I don't know.
What? Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. Angel is in Olean, New York. Hi, Angel. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm going great.
Were you, did you mind that story I just told? Had you heard that before about George Bush and his mother or whoever he asked about sex after 50?
No, but it's possible.
Right,
he's a good president, but he had his moments.
Right. Well, he did have his moments. That's true. We'd agree on that. All right, so who is it that was responsible for saying, when I was younger, I could remember anything, whether it happened or not? Who said that?
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain said that. How did you know?
Actually, I was reading a story about his daughter putting out a new book about him, and it's just the way the man thought.
Yeah.
His wit was on time, not like Yogi Berra, who had to work at it.
Spoken like a true New York Stater. All right, sir. Thank you. You hold on a second. You can ask. I think Peter's taking care of the phone. You can figure out whether you'd like that Ray Charles CD or the Smokey Robinson CD. Which do you think you prefer?
Oh, Smokey Robinson.
All right. Give the man a Smokey Robinson CD for telling us it was Mark Twain who said, when I was younger, I could remember anything, whether it happened or not. Today is the anniversary of Epcot opening, Roberta.
Oh.
And what
really?
Does. You know, that's a
what
great.
What year was that?
It was 1982.
Okay.
All right. You know what would be a great, we have only 2 minutes left before the 2020 window is up. Mm-hmm. But just for the heck of it, I'll give somebody a prize if they can tell us what Epcot stands for. What are the five words that Epcot stands for? The Epcot Center, dedicated by the chairman of Disney at Walt Disney World on this date in 1982. What an amazing, entertaining, inspirational, informative experience you have. Going there. I remember, I don't care much for Disney, the Disney World, Disneyland, but I'll tell you, Epcot is worth the trip.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Okay, so what does that stand for? If you got a moment and you figured it out, call us at 800-510-8255 while Roberta takes us on a dumpster dive.
Yay! It's time for the music, Michael.
Yeah, Michael's like a slow trigger.
He's busy laying down gems for your next 2020
music. Yeah. All right, where are we saving today, Roberta?
Rich texted me back, and he said, thanks, sleeping in and loving it, ha-ha.
How is he sleeping in and texting you at the same time?
I don't know. Having tests.
He told me he was going for tests, so he's not doing anything, he's just staying in bed?
I guess so. Okay, lots of stuff to start your Christmas shopping early. We have a $30 coupon for $60 worth of Lands End Canvas clothing, bags, and accessory. Doesn't expire until January 9th, 2011. You can buy two of them. What you have to do is sign up to Groupon and then go to the Madison, Wisconsin Groupon. That's a little trick. If you're on Groupon, check out all the other cities because the deals are good usually around the country for the major department stores, but they only limit them to certain cities when they offer them. So go to Groupon, go to Madison, and look for the Land's End clothing deal. We also got $10 off any purchase and free shipping at ShoeBuy.com. That's just for you, Jen. There's no minimum purchase, then you get free shipping, so you
but
can
how
actually...
Do you know when you buy shoes
free.
That way, how do you know they're going to fit?
Some people, you know, they have the kind of feet that everything fit. Mine don't. I cannot buy shoes like that. It's impossible.
Yeah.
This is reminding that starting Thursday, Gap, Old Navy, and Banana Republic is going to have 30% off just about everything. It goes from the 11th to the 14th. You got to get the coupon, though. We also have Bath & Body Works, $10 off of $30 printable coupon. That expires on the 21st. And we got some Hot Michaels coupons. We got 40% off, 50% off, 20% off. All expires at different times and different things you have to do with them, but great for Michaels to buy frames and stuff. And as you're doing all this shopping, you can get a free side and drink with a new Kentucky Fried Chicken coupon that we have for you. It goes from the 8th to the 14th, and this is all on the Queen of Cheap site on DougStefan.com, or was it GoodDayShow.com?
GoodDayShow.com, yes. Welcome to the world, Roberta.
And check out all the supermarket deals, too.
Yep, supermarket coupons galore at DougStefan.com/, you go a Good Day Show. Either of those two things will bring you to the website. How's that? This is the anniversary of the opening of Epcot. I don't see anybody there, Michael.
I know what it is.
Right answer. What does Epcot stand for, Roberta?
I think it means Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Because you just looked it up.
No, I didn't. I knew it.
Really? That's very smart. You get a prize for that,
really
Roberta.
Really good.
What
prize
do I get? Exactly what it means. Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. I'll bring you to dinner. Next time I'm in New York, you and I will have dinner.
I would love that.
How's that? Won't that be sweet?
What a great
And when
ride.
Is that going to be?
I haven't the slightest idea. But you can be sure it'll be. I'll try to plan it around when you're not there.
So I can clear my calendar,
yes,
Doug.
Yes, of course, yeah. The other thing of interest, I mean, many things happen on the days in history. People who are fascinated with history, I find myself always intrigued by little things. This is the anniversary, this date, 1919. The first Rolls-Royce was sold on this date. It was 10 horsepower. It sold for $395 at this date, 1919. And the car sold recently at auction, or one just like it, whether it was the original or not, I'm not sure. 1919 Rolls-Royce sold for $459. $1,000. Now, I think I would have thought the damn thing would have gone for millions. Wouldn't you have thought that? Collector pay millions of dollars for the first Rolls Royce? Mm. Wouldn't you think that would be worth that kind of dough? Nobody's answering me. Michael, is the microphone still on?
Is this thing on?
Yeah, is this on?
Hello?
I'm glad I met
you. Are you talking about Rolls Royces? I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know. She doesn't know.
I don't know.
I know nothing. Michael Jackson's family
that
interviewed by Oprah. A little discussion about that and some of the other things going on in the world of television, including the dirty secret of cable TV coming right up here. 74 the hour on Good Day.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamp letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
This is Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanex, you don't have to worry about not getting live cells because Sustanex probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanex for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanex, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons. Go to the store and get Sustanex.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through November 10th, hurry in and save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, save up to an extra $80 with the purchase of 4 after mail-in rebate. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
14 before the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with details of how to make it through the day, early day, late day, whatever the day. It's a very good day here. We're having a good day. Are we not having a good day? Everybody having a good day?
Day?
Raise your hands, please. Yes, look at all.
We're having a great day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The story. There's a story about a this kind of stuff bothers me to a point. This is the television portion of the program. A man has been sentenced to 8 years in the slammer because he was convicted 8 times for driving DUI under the influence. 8 times, and he kept his license. Finally gets sentenced, and the only reason that they did anything with this guy is because somehow or other somebody captured what happened. This is the age of video everywhere.
Yep.
And somebody was with this guy. They had the phone or the iPod or whatever it was. And they got this guy, and they brought the film to the local television station, and they put it on, including his license plates, the whole thing. So they got the guy, and that's the only reason he got sentenced, and probably the only reason he got caught.
That is so crazy. Eight times.
God. Ugh. Okay, the dirty secret of cable TV. Anybody interested in what the dirty secret is?
Totally.
You have to dust it.
She's kind of funny.
She is kind of funny. Inappropriate, but funny.
Uh-huh. So
anyway,
the secret, I'm ready.
The secret is that audience numbers are so small, many programs with your quote-unquote favorite hosts draw under 100,000 viewers. For example.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is not a secret.
Well, it's so fragmented.
Bill O'Reilly had twice as many listeners to his radio program, which no longer airs, than he did viewers or does viewers for his television show. Sean Hannity has 3 to 4 times as many people listening to his daily radio program as watch him on television. And that list goes on and on and on. You know, we all talk about the suspension of Keith Olbermann from MSNBC, supposedly violating a rule about political donations, yada, yada, yada. He's back on. The guy's got 40, you know, depending on the night, like 48, 49,000 people. But they measure it by the quarter hour. And that's a successful show over there. CNBC, the money channel, they're lucky to have 300,000-400,000 people in an entire week watching them. Yet it's very expensive to buy advertising time on CNBC because it's such a targeted audience. That's why these things are successful. Food Channel. The Travel Channel, the Golf Channel, all of that stuff.
But they're also a very, very powerful audience because
targeted.
They're niche. It's niche.
Absolutely.
So if you're a golf club place, why are you going to advertise on the Food Network?
Right, because you get hungry after you've played golf.
That's
for 18
true.
All right, so Jen, what's on television? What's the latest news and gossip, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, lots of good stuff today, Dougie. Lisa Kudrow from Friends had a show a few years back. It was in 2005. HBO had a show called The Comeback. Mm-hmm. Well, now the Sundance Channel has picked it up. They're bringing it back, so Lisa Kudrow will be back on TV.
Really?
Also back on TV is Kristen Davis. Remember her from Sex and the City?
Yes.
She's got a brand new project. It's called The Happiness Project.
Really?
Kind of fun. That'll be coming to cable also, our favorite cable networks. And then Tim Gunn from Project Runway. They're doing a little switcheroo for November sweeps.
Yeah.
He's going to be hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And
why? Who's going? What is
he's just doing it for a week. It's Meredith Vieira.
Is she gone?
She's gone for a week. He's going to be filling in for her. And then they're thinking about doing a reality show to replace Charlie O'Donnell on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that
He's the voice of it.
He's the voice,
51
right.
51 after the hour.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
32. What is this music represent? What is this? Michael, why are you playing this?
Circus
I'm
is
here
town.
And Rich isn't.
And he gets to play whatever
good.
He wants.
That's fine with me. I'm happy to have all of the... I get complaints from people, and I complain when I hear the same old stuff. This may be inside radio, but it's just the same old stuff. Richie just plays the same old...
Well, stuff that he likes.
That clown music, definitely not the same
that's old good.
That's good. I'm falling.
54.
And I can't get up.
54 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. We are now streaming the video live at gooddayshow.com.
I love it.
Doug is here. 800-510-8255. Jerry's listening in Danville, Illinois to the Good Day program. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. I would like to know who put those figures
Nielsen,
out.
The Nielsen Rating Company, NIELSON, Nielsen Rating Company.
Oh, okay, I've heard of Nielsen. I find that really difficult to believe.
What, that there are so few people in cable?
Yes.
Well, look at it this way. There are 400, at last count, 450. Now, Jennifer's in the cable television business. I'm not. But see if this number, the last time I saw Jennifer, 458 different cable channels.
Right. It is true. You know, I actually did a little study, and I should send this to you, Doug, since you brought it up. But when I'm doing my day job, I'm talking about different programming networks on cable, and I took the top talkers on television, which is Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, and then I compared them to their radio audiences, and the radio audience size is 3-4 times the size of their television audience.
But it costs you. But it costs you to buy an ad on those television shows 3 or 4 times more
sometimes
than it would to buy an ad on the radio show.
Yeah, if you're doing national advertising, but local advertising
local ads
on cable
on
is
cable.
Like 10, 20 bucks.
Yeah, cheap on cable.
Right,
yeah.
I understand that. But the figures that you gave, like, you know, I mean, I wouldn't watch Keith Olbermann if he was the only person on TV.
What if he was juggling?
I mean, I think he is a jerk.
Well, you know, but we all have those. We have those little.
I used to work with Keith. Actually, he's brilliant.
He's very smart, but he is kind of an idiot.
Even if you think he's a jerk, he still is brilliant.
Yeah, he can be both of those things, after all. Listen around.
Yeah, there's plenty of jerks to go around.
So anyway, Jerry, how much time do you spend watching these various things on cable television?
I spend quite a bit of time in the evening. Mm-hmm. Now that we're on our, turned our clocks back and it's dark at 4:30, I'm one of those people that doesn't like to go out at night that much by myself.
Right.
And so I do watch, and I watch a lot of those programs.
You watch during the day shows like The View or Oprah Winfrey or Ellen or any of those shows?
No.
No, because you're busy during the day?
I can't stand The View because I can't stand Joy Behar.
Well, because she has a different point of view than you. That's why.
Well,
I mean, I understand that.
I don't know if she has a different point of view.
Trust me.
I just don't like the way she puts
it. She has a different point of view. Yeah, she has a different point of view than you do. But she's kind of New Yorkish, and you're sort of Illinois-ish.
And I'm from the Midwest. I don't understand New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Good stock in the Midwest.
But we have Roberta here to help you understand.
I'll help you. Don't worry, sweetie.
Jerry, you don't mind Roberta, do you?
Well, I haven't agreed with her all the time.
You don't have to agree
right.
with us all the time. Do you agree with me all the time?
To agree with me.
No, I guess I don't agree with anyone, but I don't. I really.
Do you agree with your husband all the time?
Well, I can't anymore. He's been gone for 26 years.
What about your children? Do you agree with them all the time?
You know, we don't really get into politics that
much. I don't even mean about politics. I mean just life in general.
Oh, no. They're marvelous. They're marvelous. We get along beautifully.
Well, see, but you can get along and not always agree. I bet they don't agree with you on everything. What color cars do you like to drive?
Oh, gosh, I've had all different colors.
All right,
bright red. I can see you in a bright red one.
Right.
No.
Driving
fast. It wouldn't be red. No, because I understand that the red cars get picked up by the police more often than any other color.
You probably need a nice, safe silver. I think that'd be a good one, maybe.
Yeah, and a lot of times when women are caught driving fast red cars, they try to influence the police by showing them their cleavage.
Hey, have you been watching me?
Right? Well, I'll have to tell my granddaughter, who's about to get her driver's license, that she can't have that red Mustang convertible. Then.
No.
Yeah, no.
Ooh.
And by the way, children, when they first get their license, ought not to be. This is one of my pet peeves about parenting today. The children who seem to think it's an entitlement and parents who seem to agree, they get their driver's license. Next thing you know, they get
a brand new car.
Hello?
Yeah.
What is the matter with you people? You put somebody who doesn't know how to drive behind the wheel of a car, a new car, you just got them?
My dad was just laughing about me to somebody the other day because he gave me, when I got my license, a 1982 Lincoln that someone had jumped on. And he couldn't understand why I saved up to buy a new car.
Yeah. Jerry, thank you for your call. Nice to hear from you and all the listeners at DougStefan.com. You can send me your email if you'd like. 59 after. Good day.